Like a guy be out, just having a lot of guys, you be out of club, bar, right? You're just kicking with your boys, and a girl walks by, and man, she looks good. She looks good. Not good in that classical way. I mean, you know, I'm talking good, like she got half her ass hanging out her skirt. Her titties are all mashed together, popping out the top of her turtleneck and shit. And you with your buddies, right? You with your buddies, you got a couple drinks in you, and you see a girl like this, you might try to talk to her, this might not come out right. I don't know what you say, but damn, look at them titties! Right? The girl gets mad at you, oh, wait a minute. Just because I'm dressed this way does not make me a whore. Which is true. Gentlemen, that is true. Just because they dress a certain way doesn't mean they are a certain way. Don't ever forget it. But ladies, you must understand that that is fucking confusing. Just is. Now that would be like me, Dave Chappelle the comedian, walking around the streets in a cop uniform. Somebody might run up on me. Oh, thank God. Officer, help us. Come on, they're over here. Help us. I'm like, oh, just because I'm dressed this way does not make me a police officer. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, all right, lady, fine. You are not a whore. But you are wearing a whore's uniform, I'll tell you that shit right.
Welcome to the Burberry Lounge, the most chill spot on these internet streets. Come in, make yourself comfortable, and wrap a minute with your host, the professor of chill himself, Mr. Burberry Jones.
What up, world? It's your boy Burberry Jones. I'm back with another episode of the Burberry Lounge. This is the whole cast part two, featuring me and your man Corbin Macklin. Originally, this show was going to be a lot bigger, a lot more people on it. But the people I kept trying to get kept bailing on me. I had hoes, I had hoe advocates, I had a little bit of everything. But as they bailed out, we had to reschedule. I just got tired of rescheduling, so I quit. And so you got me and Corbin back again. The show is going to be hilarious. I'm going to just let y'all get right into it. Again, if you want to leave questions or comments, you can hit me up at 501-570-6830. Hit me up on the email. The email is theofficialburberry@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter. That's probably going to be the best place to hit me up. Let me know what you think of the show. Leave your comments again. Like, everything's appreciated. Because once you hear this, it's probably all going to hell. So without further ado, I'm going to get right into it. I'm going to hit you with this fat track, and then I'll be back with the rest of the show. Peace.
Phantom so mean, like I watch that motherfucker every Sunday in holy water. My Jesus piece clean, either my shoes or Christians, I'm walking on holy water. She came out them true religion jeans and fell straight to her knees like she was dipped in holy water. Holy water. Holy water. Back when Michael Jordan was raw, 92 was the year my city was city of God. Coke on the boulevard, crack fiends skiing the slaloms is exactly how drug lords found they way from the bottom. Them Yeezys dropped, got them, couldn't afford them, you shot them. cause they the same price of fucking red bottoms. We don't pop tags, leave that motherfucker on it and return it back to the store when you no longer want it. Sleep outside for days for a pair of J's, then you sleep outside forever cause you got sprayed. If you gon' die for them, they better be number fours or some shit made in Japan you can never find in the stores. Rolex watches, Gucci belts, and Louis luggage definitely set us apart from niggas when we in public. Jeffrey Campbell and Michael Kors got you looking rugged. Gave her a Louis bag, now she love me. Take a look at her posing on my car, cause my Phantom's so mean, like I wash that motherfucker every Sunday in Holy One. My Jesus piece clean, even my shoes are Christians, I'm walking on Holy One. She came out them True Religion jeans and fell straight to her knees like she was dipped in holy water. Holy water. Holy water. Met a girl named Christian and some Christian, she a Christian. Suck a dick like sucking dick is her life's mission. Trying to save her is like trying to save a stripper. She fine as fuck, you trying to fuck, that's the reason you tip her. And all I'm saying is a watch and a gold chain can't make Bobby Valentino Johnny Coltrane. And she knows this, that's why her mouth wide, opening her legs straight up like they suicide. I cross my heart and hope to die if something happens to my voice and I can no longer provide. Should I run and hide? No, hustle and survive. Working 9 to 5 until sweat drips into my eyes. And if it burns like the Kush, then I go back to selling pies. Switching lanes in that Cutlass, rubbing her thighs while I drive. Reminiscing on the days I was rolling broke. Jesus peace on the rear view, Holy Ghost. Amen. My Phantom's so mean, like I wash that motherfucker every Sunday in Holy One. My Jesus peace clean, even my shoes are Christians, I'm walking on Holy One. She came out them True Religion jeans and fell straight to her knees like she was dipped in holy water. Holy water. Holy water.
Alright, we are at the Hocast Part 2, Corbin versus Corbin. And we call it that because my name is Corbin and so is Mr. Corbin Macklin. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I noticed since you've been on the show, you've gotten famous. You are podcasting pro right now, so you're the hotness on the street.
Yeah.
I would like to say that I am your Quincy Jones and I put you on.
Yes, you are the first.
I ain't gonna go into that. I took your podcast virginity.
Yeah, but, I wasn't gonna say that. You know, pause.
Yeah, that's a little much. Pause, no homo. Pause, no homo, no homo.
All that.
So we gonna get right into the topic. The first topic on the Hocast Part 2. Let me give you the background on why this topic came about. Basically, this show was supposed to have been done through 3-4 days ago. That was the plan. February 2nd, we were going to record. I had some real hoes lined up. And I thought the hoe game had changed since I've been out of it for so long. But apparently it ain't. So we're going to talk about the undependability of hoes. And Mr. Macklin himself just let it be known that it's unreliability, but I'm tired. I've been up almost 40 hours. And I'm going to call it undependability because that's how I do. That's how we do down south.
Yeah, we thugs, man. We thugs. That's how we do. Proper grammar.
What causes? I mean, how do you recognize the wholeness? I mean, the unreliability of a hoe. I don't understand. Like, when does this start? Does it start childhood? Is this something that when you're a good girl, you on time and you do what you say you're going to do? Then when you turn hoe, you just say screw it, pretty much. I don't get it, but I'm gonna let you pontificate on that one.
Well, as I stroke my goatee hairs, I don't changed that much. Like, even as a believer in Yahweh, praise him. Like I say, I just don't believe that the nature of a person changes. Like, I don't believe in so-called good girls gone bad. Like, what I think really happens is, like, you have an event, you know, in your life where something that was already in you comes out. So, like I'm saying, I don't think it's like one of those things where like, oh, she was faithful and true, you know, like Monday, and then by Thursday, you know what I'm saying, something happened, you know, Tuesday night, that, you know, she slept in all day Wednesday and then came out the house on Thursday a completely different bitch. That don't happen. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, amen to that, because I don't believe that either. I believe it's in you and you like it. I mean, that's what a lot of these so-called hoes, they are hoes. A lot of them want to kind of give you like a superhero type event that happened. Like, I got bit by this radioactive spider and all of a sudden, or, you know, I was out walking one day with my dog and this gamma radiation just blew, and then all of a sudden I just liked to fuck a lot. I didn't used to be like this. And
now,
I'm like,
disclaimer, I want to, you know, since I called light Corbin earlier to your dark Corbin, I want to advocate for these hoes. Like, there are the ones who get raped and molested and stuff like that.
Yeah, I ain't talking about them.
Yeah, I just wanted to play hoes advocate. That's all. Go ahead.
Well, you always playing hoes advocate, but I'm saying we ain't talking about hoes as in, I am not talking about anybody that's going through any kind of trauma. Lord knows I love women. I love these hoes on some level, but I'm not, you know, your trauma, whatever happened, it shouldn't have happened. I'm just say that. But we talking about the hoe that works at the library. The hoe that is, you know, she wears the glasses. She might show up one day with all the buttons buttoned up. And then she get off work. She let that hair out that bun. She head over to get some drinks. 4-5 buttons and came down. I mean, a lot of them use the liquor as an excuse.
Yes.
Put it that way. And I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, it's okay to call certain people hoe at certain times, but it's not okay other times. That kind of bothers me.
Yeah, I was having a conversation earlier on the Twitter where somebody has said something to the effect of men, like the double standard, men can, you know, sleep around, or specifically that men can bounce from one relationship, like being in a committed relationship, to, you know, fucking some hoe, whereas females, or women I should say, can't do the same exact thing. And I don't really like that, you know.
Hell no, they can't do that.
So,
but see, this way, it's the way that, look, that's nature. That's the way nature is set up. Look, my grandma.
Kevin Hart, man.
Let me give you the science on this, man. This ain't even dark, but a lot of women don't believe this. But my grandma told me this. She's been telling me this since I was 12. Get you a woman that is better than you, that you can aspire to, that you can look up to and be with, and something that will keep you home. Because a man's nature is to be a dog. My grandma told me that. My grandma has told me that since I was 11. She feels like women are supposed to be better than the man overall. Your woman is supposed to be your backbone, your family, the church going, the one that pray for everybody when they ain't doing right. You know, God forbid that, you know, you're out there tricking as a dude. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying that I would expect it out of a guy more than I would a female. Same thing with numbers. Like, I can't have no woman that's like running dudes, like just running niggas like a nigga dude. That don't work.
That's like, now your body count can't be nowhere near mine. And mine ain't that damn high. It just can't, dog. I can't be at the farmer's market Saturday with the kids and my woman, and we over here looking at, you know, cucumbers and cantaloupe, and then running the 4 or 5 niggas she done fucked. That ain't gonna work. Now, you can run the 4 or 5 females that I done been with. I'll, you know, say, hey, how you doing? I keep walking. These niggas gonna want hugs, wanna talk, because that's how niggas do. So now you done show me up in front of my kids. I ain't got no fruits or vegetables, and I'm ready to go.
Well, see, that's where, you know, me being arrogant make me different. It's like,
I'm arrogant too, but I understand, I guess it's in the name. But I understand that, but I'm just saying, I got that Madonna horror complex. Like, I really, like, for instance, let's just say 3 weeks ago or a month ago, I'm doing some real nasty shit, man. Me and my woman, we just going at it. I'm putting the dick everywhere. Everywhere she just let me put it everywhere. I mean, I'm like, she's swallowing, she's doing all kinds of shit. The next morning, she get up, I want to go hug the kids. I got to stop that, dog. She can't be hugging the kids.
Really?
I got to jump in the middle like me, like some slow motion. No!
No.
Don't kiss mama. And I'm just going to get your nasty ass in the shower. That's what I would say. And then I look at her like real funny the rest of the day like, you nasty heifer. I can't believe you did that shit. You nice. But then, you know, later that evening, I'll be like, hey, you gonna do that thing you did?
See, that's
me, man. That's me.
I'm
I got
there,
that,
man.
That dichotomy going on.
I know all about dichotomies. My bio says that I'm a dichotomous confluence of contradictions. Now, that said, I'm the exact opposite. Like, you know, lady I'm talking to right now, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say she got whole tendencies. I don't think she like that, you know. But she definitely a freak, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, she try to be in denial. Because, again, it's that double standard. It's like women can't be all like, yeah, my body count is this high or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I wish that type of shit would go away. Because the reality of this shit is like, you want her to fuck you like a porn star. You know what I'm saying? You want her to put on the fishnet body stocking. You want her to put on the clear 6-inch heels. You know what I'm saying? You might want her to put on like a...
Dude, I'm in the cosplay now, but that's a whole nother story.
See what I'm saying? You want her to put on that costume. You want her to be like Psylocke in the X-Men. You know what I'm saying?
She don't have to, because mentally, I could be okay with that. Because that's not her to me. You know what I'm saying? But if a wig falls off or something like that, she's back to her. And then, like, she can't be hugging babies. You know? I'm saying
listen, we talked about this.
Like, I can't do it. If you're going to be, like, Little Red Riding Hood and you using a brunette wig and all that, and we, you know, I'm hitting it, tearing it up, and that wig don't come off till, you know, you go take a shower and come to bed, we straight. That's just, I messed up, I know, but this is how I feel. But when you sleep and that wig fall off, and then I'm like, oh, no, like it's like your superhero identity has been discovered. So now I know who you are, and I can't, mm-mm.
I'm saying, like,
you gotta let mama shower 2 or 3 times.
Well, let me cook, bro, let me cook. So, like I'm saying, man, the thing is like, it takes a certain kind of person to do that type of shit for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, last time I was laying with my lady, man, we was laying there, and I had said something. Like, you know how you'll say something to your lady, and then she'll say something nasty, like, that's what you were really saying? And then you look at her, and you be like, no, I just meant what I said, but I like how your mind went there, though. And You listen to Black Album Tips, right?
Yeah, I listen to Rod and Gear. Shout out to Rod and Gear.
For sure. I was listening to an older episode of their show where, you know, Rod had said something. Karen had said something that let you know her mind was in the gutter. And then Rod was like, I like how you did that. And then he was like, see, fellas, the thing is women are way nastier than us. You know, they think about sex, like, in ways that we just don't. And they will unleash that creativity on you. Now, I'm telling her all of this, and she's just sitting there nodding the shit out of her big-ass head. You know what I'm saying? Just like, And I'm sitting there like, see, this is why I love the hoes, man. This is why I embrace it, because I'm the type of nigger that they will do some nasty ass shit for, you know what I'm saying, with no reservation, because I make them feel safe. You know what I'm saying?
See, I make that's them feel me, though. And I will start this, I will start making love to my, or giving my woman in the mood probably about 7 in the morning. Knowing good and well I ain't gonna see her at 6:30 or 7 at night. I put it out there, man. This is what, you know, I just put it out there. And then most of the time she'll do it. But, like, you got to jump through all kinds of things. Now, back in the day, I was like the hoe king. It's just like everything I said was going to happen. I could have said, hey, look,
know
I want
why
you
that
get,
is, though, man.
I want you to get 4 bitches. I want you to get what nuggets, get you a tub of ice, 2 Cokes, and a bottle of whiskey. And I'll be home. I'll be right there. That's what would happen.
You know what changed, man?
Oh, well, different people, different times, man. That was back in the day.
Back in the day when you were what?
I was horrible, man.
You were horrible.
Yeah, my horns had curls back in the day.
So you was on their level.
No, they love that shit, man, back in the day. But I don't do that shit no more, so.
You don't do it no more. That's what I'm saying. See, that's what it is, man.
It's on the show.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. It's like you want these hoes to set it out for you, man. You gotta come on their level. You know, you gotta let them be that hoe and hoe with them, and y'all can hoe together, my brother. I'm trying to say, it's like we discussed this in the first show. It's levels of hoes. You just want to get you that relationship hoe. You know what I'm saying? That, like, you your ratio, your whole ratio you broke down where they can only fuck so many people seasonally.
we're gonna have to recap that. Let me explain to the people that didn't hear the first episode. Hopefully when they listen to it, they'll understand. I know you kind of went off on me because you didn't understand what I was getting at. Okay, let's start. The chart of hoeness. This is my mathematical equation to determine if you're a hoe or not. I take the number of sexual partners you have had divided by the years of sexual activity. And if that number is higher than 4, then I got issues. And by 4, I mean, let's just say, for instance, you've been sexually active for 12 years and you have had 48 partners. The, you know, 48 divided by 12 would be 4. Are we cool? 4.1 to 4.3 is that gate, that little gray area. But after that, nah, dog. You can't be at 25 in 5 years. That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. But yeah, I digress. Back to what you were saying. I just had to explain it.
Oh, I appreciate that, because I wasn't about to.
Yeah, because I know you don't believe in that.
I mean, it's just, like, let me go back to what I was saying earlier. I just remembered that you kind of wouldn't let me cook on this. I was having this conversation with ladies, too, man, with some ladies, about how I feel like it's a double standard that, you know, women can't do what they do, but men can, and it's okay. And I understand that, you know, we got these double standards that have existed for so long to the point that, you know, it just is what it is and we just accept it. But I like to call myself a nigger feminist. You know what I'm saying? Like that I believe that women should have the same, you know, political, economic, sexual rights and freedoms as men. You know, like, because you were saying something earlier, and I was like, you know, you were talking about, you know, these hoes, and I was like, man, something ain't right. You know, like, what about, you were talking about something to the effect of the hoes leading or something like that, and I'm like, I thought the man was supposed to be the head.
No. What I'm saying is, like, that the better human being, the moral compass,
What about you being the morality, though?
That's what I'm saying. That is to make me better.
I'm just saying, men and women, what about you being the head, the moral compass? You want me to get my Bible, man?
No, I got one on my phone, dog. My mom was a preacher. My grandma was a preacher. My uncle.
I know the word. Let's go to Ephesians, the fifth chapter.
Let's go and turn to Ephesians. We're going to Ephesians 5:8.
Nah, man, we going to 5, and we going to like 20. I want to say 5 or something like that. I'm flipping right now as we speak.
I'm flipping,
my brother.
Too. Ephesians 5, what?
Let's say 25 through 27, which says, husbands, love your wives, even as the Messiah also loved the assembly, or King James Church, gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by washing of water with the word, that he might present the assembly to himself a glorious body, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. See, right there, what a lot of people might not get there is washing them with the word. When you think of washing,
baptism, yeah, I haven't done that, but I'm going to need to.
Huh?
I'm going to need to wash with the word.
Yeah, man, you gotta be the one cleansing them. Men look to women to clean them up. You supposed to clean them.
Well, look, I'm all down for the clean. Look, I'm down for the cleaning, dude. I'm down for the cleaning, bro.
But what I'm saying, like, your grandma told you bogus, man. You supposed to be the one presenting her, you know, without spot or wrinkle.
But my grandma was a realist, though. I mean, she just going from her
experience. You saying the Bible ain't real, dog?
No, I'm saying the Bible real, man. The Bible real to me. This is my word and my shield right here. Because I just read it, too. But there's a lot of stuff in this book, man.
There's a lot of stuff, and I'm trying to tell. See, like, what a lot of people don't
understand. We just lost half the people listening to the show. And then the other half going to hell with us.
Oh, I'm avoiding hell, man. I'm sad. Like, when everybody else falling, I'm grabbing onto something. And I'm,
I just got a question about hell, man. I mean, I know it's hot and stuff, but don't you get used to that kind of heat? Like, people that live in Arizona, when they first move out there, they're like, damn, it's hot. But then after about 3 or 4 years, it's like, it ain't really hot, man.
Taking hand and shit that has you turned. motherfucker ass shit.
Oh yeah, I jumped in the F train. But wait a minute, we gotta hit the stove, man. I got to get some gum and some Tic Tacs, two tall cans and a packet of blackjacks. We got the goods, now we're heading for the whole damn. There goes the telly, so fella won't just slow down. Park the ride in the front like a sick one. Just in case, we gotta bust a quick one. Lock the load, we're looking for like 118. But lay low, cause I really don't wanna be seen. Is this the one? Oh yeah, that's the right one. I got the black run and you got the white one. So hit the light, man, I just might, man. Try and throw this thing all night and get her so sprung that she'll drop the mail so I can catch her and hit another hotel.
Spread the gospel on the whole cast.
See, what I'm trying to tell you is, see, Yahshua, better known as Jesus, what was Mary Magdalene? Hmm?
She wasn't a prostitute. She was possessed by demons.
She was possessed by demons, and they made her prostitute, dog. She was a whole...
It don't say nowhere in that she was a prostitute.
You ain't no Mary Magdalene.
You ain't gonna
Magdalene.
Give me on that one. You ain't gonna give me on that one.
You ain't know Mary Magdalene was the one that washed his feet with perfume and
that ain't the one, dude. It's a different one, bro.
Oh, man.
You know how many Marys in the Bible? Mary Magdalene never washed Jesus' feet. That was a different Mary.
I'm trying to tell you, man. That was her.
Bro,
and
look,
she was the first
one
to saw
him. I put everything on that.
I mean, hey, we did agree to disagree. My point is that, like, okay, I go somewhere else that you can't disagree or debate me on. Remember when the woman was about to get stoned, and he was about saying cast the first stone?
Yeah.
You want to talk about a double standard? Where was the dude that she was having adultery with? The Old Testament law.
I believe. Look, that's the law. The Mosaic law was against the woman, man.
No, it was against them both. They were both supposed to get stoned, but they brought her out, and we still do that shit today. It's that same double standard of, oh, let's kill the woman, because, you know, oh, she ain't shit, but, you know, the dude, it's like, hey, you know, he was in the crib, you know, finishing himself off, you know what I'm saying? He was in the crib beating his dick while they was going to beat her to death with some rocks.
Well, it'd be the same to David. Nothing happened to him either.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, that's how we're living, and I'm trying to preach the gospel that is supposed to be equal. Because, like, in Ephesians 5:22, a lot of people like to quote that's the verse that says that women are supposed to submit to men. But
I say, my brother,
if you read up to verse 21, it says, submit yourselves one to another. But if you read
out of reverence for Christ.
With reverence for Christ. But what I'm saying is if you look at how it's written, do you notice that 22 is kind of like, you know, it's like it's starting a whole new thought. You know what I'm saying? Like the way they break up the paragraph in the Bible. Like
yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, and we know that the Bible is written mostly by men. You know what I'm saying? Patriarchy is a motherfucker, man. It's like, you know, that's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm like a nigger feminist in this piece. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that we do ourselves a great disservice. By the way, I want to take this time to plug the ratchetrevolutionary.wordpress.com, where I wrote a blog called, you know, Feminism from a Nigger Perspective, talking about this very same stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not thinking about the whole cast. Just saying that, you know, it was on my mind earlier that, you know, the way we are brought up is to keep the women under us and, you know, behind us or something. But in real life, don't you want your woman next to you? You know, like...
Yes. Yes, brother. I want my woman right next to me at all times. I don't want her behind me. I don't want her in front of me. I would like her right next to me.
You don't want... See, the way you worded that is you just don't want nobody doing nothing while your back is turned.
No, dude. I just... Well, besides that, it's a lot easier. In a past relationship, I've learned it is a lot easier when a woman walks with you instead of standing still and you got to drag her ass. That don't work.
Yeah, and I want to bring up, before we stop talking about the Bible, Proverbs 31, you know what I'm saying, which basically describes, you know, a woman that is doing her thing. Like, you know, we got, like, a lot of black men have a thing against independent women. And the picture that Tyler Perry and most media depicts the strong, independent black woman is this angry bitch that's always cussing and neck rolling. And I don't need no man for shit if I pay my own bills. And you trying to tell me that I gotta suck your dick whenever you want to. I'm too independent. I don't need no man. It ain't like that, because there are women out here that own businesses, own land, you know what I'm saying? And they out here making sure everybody in the house gets fed and clothed. And, you know, they taking care of business while doing their thing, you know. And I grew up chauvinistic, misogynistic as fuck, thinking, I'm going to give me a woman, and she going to stay her ass in that kitchen, man. She going to clean up after me. You know, I'm going to get out here, make this money, come home. She better give me some ass. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way it's going to be.
Look, that last part is real, dude, because, you know. That'll bring the devil up out of you when you can't get it.
Like, oh, yeah, you tired.
What? You sleepy?
I believe that's 1 Corinthians 7:5.
Thou shalt always give up the ass.
Yeah, I know you laughing like, this nigga got a Bible verse for everything.
Nah, you fit right in with the fam, bro. I got people that pull it out of the air.
defraud you not one another, except it be by consent for a season, that you may give yourselves to prayer and may be together again, that Satan tempt you not because of your incontinency. 7:5 of 1 Corinthians. See, yeah, like, you're not supposed to hold out, you know what I'm saying, just cause. It's not supposed to be like, oh, I'm sick, oh, I mean, now granted, like, she got something going on down there you don't want no parts of, then I...
Yeah, but, yeah, I understand that, but man, I'm telling you,
just general, oh, I'm tired, get off me. It's like, bitch.
Dude, we just spent way too much time on this first topic, but look, this is going to make the show. This is going to be one of the longest shows I've ever done. We're going to move on to topic too. I'm going to see if you have Bible verses for this. I have also noticed in my readings and travels and internet trolling, that a lot of the hoes in high school and in college, they married now, they got 2.3 kids, they married 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, enjoying their life, supposedly. And I want to know, is the old adage,
you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, still true. And let me preface this by saying this. These hoes are real hoes. These ain't just chicks that had sex with one guy or sucked some nigga's dick. This is like set out, train running. All this stuff has happened that I have witnessed. I have seen. I didn't participate, but I seen it. I was a little bit too much of a nerd for people, so I didn't get into mucho ass until my 20s.
Oh, you were lame.
But I was just like, I was like Nas. I was looking out the window writing it down. I've never participated.
Oh, so basically you was Nas on it was written.
I was not hard because Nas never said he lived that stuff. He said he wrote it down. He saw
right. Right. That's what you said.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what. So what is your take on that, sir? Because I don't really think it is. I think hoes get married before chicks that ain't hoeing. For the chase kind or the ones that are waiting for marriage. I mean, who the hell wants a virgin, to be honest?
You just hit it right there. You just answered your own question, dog. And this is why I advocate for these hoes, man. Because, you know, like I'm saying, that certain type of hoe. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man. When I'm looking at porn, I watch a lot of gangbang porn. And I'm gonna admit, I'm gonna keep it 100. When I'm watching it, I be thinking, like, I don't want no woman that do this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real. I ain't
going to lie to you. Who does? Who goes like, that's exactly what I want?
Hey, I got a friend that I was supposed to get up with him for the Super Bowl. And this nigga hit me up on Facebook. He ain't even called. He hit me up on Facebook like, yo, I'm going to holler at you tomorrow. Duty calls. And what that meant was that he had some bitches come through. He's married. And I saw him the next day, and he was like, oh, man, I'm still tired. I'm like, damn, they drained the shit out of you. He's like, hell yeah. I'm like, so how many was it? And he was like, 3. I'm like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga had, yeah, this nigga had 3 bitches, I guess including his wife. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. You know, now, again, that's the type of thing that I probably wouldn't be into, but it's like, hey, you know, he doing his thing. He living. And I don't judge him for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, which, by the way, definitely would be mine.
Yeah, by the way, I wrote another blog on theratchetrevolutionary.wordpress.com titled Don't Throw Rocks, Nigga, about, you know, not judging people for being different. You know, like, this is one of my closest friends. We live completely different lifestyles. And like I say, I don't judge him for this. I just listen to the stories and just be like, damn, you know, and laugh out loud at it. You know what I'm saying? And, like I'm saying, he be showing me stuff on Facebook. Like, he got this group where women be setting out the nudes. Like, it just be mad twerk videos and pussy shots and titties. And I should be looking at that like, and again, I wouldn't wife none of them bitches, but at the same time, it's like, if I was him, you know, like, if I put myself in his shoes, it's like, you know, this is something that me and the wife can set out and let out. But to come back to focus on how they get married and have families and all of that. Yeah, it's like you said, these real hoes, these real freaks, man, they get snatched up before the quote-unquote good girls. I'm going to get deeper into that in just a second because I got another story, which is I had this real thick biatch who, before she got married, she hit me up, let you know how long ago this was. She hit me up on AOL Instant Messenger. You know, I want you to come through and make love to me one more time before I get married. To which I responded, because I'm a blunt motherfucker. I was like, so you just going to cheat on your fiance just like that? All right, what time? And she was like, you're weird. And I never really heard from her again until, you know, she's married and she got a son. And you can't tell me to this day she ain't cheating on that nigga. You know, because it's like, I had a homie once that told me, you know, man, I'm finna get married to this girl one day and I'm gonna stop cheating on her then. But I'm cheating now. And I'm like, nigga, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. It's like, it don't change shit. All you did was get you a fucking license and a ring. You know what I'm saying?
So you gotta get like, tab to get out of it.
Yeah, so it's like, my nigga, it ain't like, you know, yeah, man, it's just magically I'm a different person. No, it's like, if you a cheating ass motherfucker now, you gonna cheat when you get married. So you can't nobody tell me that bitch ain't still cheating on that motherfucker. Now, damn, I lost that other train of thought. But, you know, like I'm saying, man, when it comes to this shit about them getting married, oh, yeah, like, old girl, she was the first person to let me ride her face. You know, like, ooh, she was nasty, dog, huh?
I just said, oh, shit.
Yeah, man, like, how often have you had a bitch tell you to 69 with you on top?
Oh, that happened about, well, let's see, one, two, three. Carry the one. Probably about 12, 15 times in my life. Not very many.
Well, I forget. You are like this tantric yogi god having like 3 hours.
Yeah, I am, dude. Right now, I'm just a teacher, man. I'm just.
Oh, you stopped being God. Now you just, you know.
Yeah, I've come down to earth to teach. I don't practice anymore.
You're retired. But,
it's not by choice, dude. It ain't by choice. It's just how it is, man. Look, when you do this kind of stuff, it's hard to get somebody that's into it like you are. You know what I mean? Like, I feel bad for the women that are into it more than I do men. Because we'll just take what we can get. But the females, like, really love this stuff. And they're single or whatever. It's gotta be hard because, I mean, most dudes just want to smash it, bees up real good, go to sleep. And this ain't that kind of party.
Oh, no, not for no two. Now, I wanted to ask you this earlier, but I was like, fuck it, I'm a chill. Do you take breaks? Like, how does that
work? Oh, no. No, you just, the way it works is like this. Okay, you start out slow. And I don't mean slow as in, like, movements and stuff, but, you know, it's not slow motion, but you don't do the things that will get you finished in a hurry. It's all about taking your time. You don't need a break when you ain't moving too fast. Now, you will sweat, and a lot of times, it's not that, like, John Henry slave-driving sweat, you know, it's just a nice little lather.
Sheen.
You get a sheen. You'll notice it. You'll notice it once you get close to done. But you won't notice it while it's happening. Like, you know, it's not like, it's like you're running like you're jogging, pretty much. Right. Versus running a full sprint. Running a full sprint, you know you're going to sweat. You feel it. If you're jogging, you may not notice. But, I mean, no, I don't really, I've never really taken a break. I mean, at all times, I've been connected.
Yeah, one of my followers had asked that question, you know, like in a sub tweet. She was like, goddamn, 2-3 hours, nigga, you can get a snack.
No, I've done 5.
Stop.
I mean, I will say probably, maybe it's been a while since I've done that. But like right now, I'm probably sticking to 45 minutes probably at my longest.
I'm just doing 45 now, you know.
Now, look, she'll end it right around then.
I'm talking about shit where you was like, I feel like anything under 30 is a quickie. I'm like,
I don't like that stuff. I don't like confined places. I don't like telling, you know, being told to hurry up. But I will, like, look up and she'll be like, 5, 4, 3, 2. I gotta get the last shot in, man. Look, game over.
Shit. Hold on. So, don't take this personally, man. You trying to marry that?
Yeah.
That must be a good-ass relationship, dog.
Yes, it is.
She giving you the bust a nut shot clock.
No. That's after about 45 minutes, man.
Oh, all right.
That's not like, that's not in the 5 to 10 minutes, no. She knows there's certain spots on my body that she knows that'll just make it happen. And I will look at her in with a pissed off face like, why you do that?
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck's right.
Like I call it the cheat code. Every man got a cheat code.
Yeah,
no what it yeah. is, it is a cheat code. And it happens pretty regularly.
So yeah,
anyway.
I want to
add. Go ahead. I can educate.
I've been educated, dog. I learned that what you do, basically what you were talking about is like that good foreplay, that good build up, but not the stuff that's gonna make you bust real.
Yeah, it's the steady build up, keeping it built up.
Like a crock pot.
Excuse me. And yeah, like a slow cooker. And it is hard. I mean, it's hard to, because sometimes personally I just wanna let it go. But I don't. And then there's sometimes that I mean, I'm gonna be honest, maybe I don't know if anybody else is that. It's hard to talk to dudes about this, so I got one that I can talk to. I'm going to just tell you, like, I've probably had 6-7 orgasms and probably, like, bust 3 or 4 times. I bust, I guess the most I ever have is 8 times in one session. No joke.
I'm judging you, man.
Well, you can judge me, but it hurts after about 6.
Man, you won't believe what happened to me now, man.
What?
And my girl done went down to Miami for spring break 3 weeks ago, and I ain't heard from her ever since.
Man, forget that, bro. You can't be trying to say that, bro. Everybody knows she ain't no good.
What? I love her, man. I'm gonna marry her. I done did all kind of stuff. I done gave her some cheese. I done did her hair, got her nails. I done got them little hands plucked out her chin.
Man, you can't make a freak into a housewife. You know that.
How you gonna say that, man? I love her, man. I'm going to Miami, man. Check this out, all right? Because I love her, man. I love her. I love her. Oh, like that? Oh, all right. You wanna do it like that?
Flicking be like player or what? The 20s blanking on that cat. hey, it's the Mac. I'm on them black and mouth, so I just fire for black. The thing and play a game is that we tryna get paid. My name is Juicy Jigolo, we free no slaves.
Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
Yeah, like for me, I was, like after three is like three hurts. So I'm trying to imagine eight. You know what I'm saying? But
saying, dude, it's like dry even, man. That stuff hurts.
I'd imagine, man. But to the question though about, you know, how they get married. Like, see, what we were just talking about, man. You can't take that girl who is really about the librarian life we spoke of earlier. You can't take her for 8 nuts in 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not immediately. You just gotta work up to it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, you know we niggas ain't trying to work. Like, in real life, we don't
want your own now, bro.
No, work. No, man, in real life, we don't want a challenge like that. It's
okay,
like,
you will say, okay, I mean, I'm like MJ, man. I'm like Kobe. He's about a challenge, man. It ain't about doing that. I mean, yeah, I can score 40 points a night. What's the fun in that? I'm trying to hit triple doubles. I need a challenge. I'm trying to get Oscar Robertson numbers.
I mean, I feel you, man. I'm aspiring to Wilt Chamberlain, you know, get that 62 season with the 50, 25, and 4.4, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'll never happen again.
Ever. But just metaphorically speaking, you know,
he's the greatest player ever, but I aspire
to that level of dominance, you know what I'm saying? Let me put it to you like this, man. I think I broke this down before. The whole nature of this shit is fucking. You know, we can make it about, well, I like having conversations and doing stuff other than that. But it's like, let's be real, dog. When you saw that ass, you weren't thinking about knitting and gardening and shit. You were thinking about fucking. You know, you took her out.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, you took her out and you was trying to fuck. So, what I'm saying is, it's like, you ain't trying to get hit with the 90-day rule. And, you know, her just telling you no on principle. You know, like, you would like to hit it the first night. You know what I'm saying? If not the first night, the second, the third, whatever is, you know, your comfort level is. But all I'm saying, I ain't saying you don't want to work. You don't want to, like, I ain't saying you want to just be like, hi, my name's Corbin. And then she be like, panties? I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, you know, we ain't trying to work that hard. You get what I'm saying now?
Yeah, you put a little bit of effort just to make sure that, you know, so you can say you did something.
That's
I know what you're talking about. I mean, I know. I've been
yeah,
like,
that's all
32
like,
years.
The only,
I've been
the
a nigga
only
for 32 people, years, I know.
The only people that's trying to put in all that time and effort is lames and simps. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
these lames and simps, they want to be out here like, yeah, man, I've been knowing this girl for 3 years. Right. For 3 years, you've been telling me about all the other niggas. That Tao.
That man's hot Tao stuff. But man,
we
look,
we ain't gonna get into a series about his orientation.
No, about his gayness, because he's gay. But that's cool. I mean, whatever he wants to be, that's fine. I mean, I know you up there in Chicago. You in Notre Dame land. I know it ain't far from where you at. That's your area up there. But that's, look, he said he has had relationships with several women. Have you heard from any of them?
This ain't that Tiger Woods, man.
Tiger Woods, they said he had sex with his one chick. 92 of them show up. He's like, I just cheated with this one lady, and then here comes 42 other ones. Man, Tiger said, I had all the women for 3 years, and none of them show up.
Hey,
look, I understand why he's doing it, though. I get why he's doing it. I don't begrudge him. I ain't judging nobody. So let's be real.
Oh, man.
You can't, look,
shit.
Don't trust a dude that can't grow facial hair. I've always been told that, and I believe it.
Let's dark Corbin tonight, man.
But the borderline, well, you know, I am a little, well, we probably got the same skin tone. but for the woman listening to the show that isn't sure that she is a hoe, but don't know who the hoe in her crew is, because there's one or two, always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
But I mean, what are some of the tendencies that they need to look for so they can get a hoe again and then have 2.4 kids and a white picket fence and a dog named Skip?
A rover or some shit. The identifier,
some shit like that.
You know, these whole tendencies tapping in. Like, I got you know, female friends that I talk to. I give them game and shit. You know, and one of the things that I tell them is to access that inner hope. You know what I'm saying? Like you say all the time, you know, we know what a hoe is. We know what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? And the reality is that, you know, we look at women that are sexual at all as a hoe. I mean, what's the first thing that go through your mind if a chick just walk up to you and be like, hey, Corbin, I want to sit on your face, like, right now?
To be honest, I look at this shitty ass grin, and then I would tell her, no, because I know my girl sent you up here, and I'm doing that. Y'all gonna have to try a lot harder to get me caught up. And then something like, bitch, be gone, would come out of my mouth, and I would just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm paranoid, nigga. I'm the most paranoid dude. Me and Huey T. Newton, paranoid.
Oh, so you just
like everything
right now with an AK in your hand, huh?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I think you're like, no, you better go home. What a camera that I don't know.
you a sexy decoy for Maury and shit.
Yeah, all that fucking Maury's green room shit ain't happening over here, but no, pimping, you can do whatever you want, but it ain't gonna be me.
Well,
I wouldn't
do that.
If I was single, I wouldn't do that shit.
I don't know if I said this on the first show or not. I'm probably positive that I did. But, like, see, the thing, the real hoes of the world is the ones that nobody knows. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got that girl that, you know, you think she's horrible because she'll let somebody run a train on her. You know what I'm saying? But everybody knows about it. Like, isn't it worse that you'll have that girl that go to church every Sunday? You know what I'm saying? She dressed real modest. She seems like a real nice, sweet, classy girl and everything like that. And then, you know, she's stripping, doing porn, you know what I'm saying? Everything under the sun, you know what I'm saying? And go to church every Sunday, and nobody knows.
And see, that's sexy to me, though, that nobody knows. The whole double speak thing, the double entendres, I love that. That's my game. Like, some people got a mid-range jump shot, that's my mid-range jump shot. Double entendres.
Oh, nigga, you all up and down my Twitter right now, because, like, right before we came on the show, you know, I was like, man, as a poet, I love, like, most women can do that, you know, like, they'll say something to you, and you immediately, because of your relationship with them, know that, hey, she just said something to me that, like, in front of people, you know what I'm saying, it sounded like nothing, but it really meant something else that if they knew, you know what I'm saying, yes, that is the hottest shit ever, man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so that's your own language, man.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, that's the dangerous thing about these hoes, man. The ones that you really need to be worried about, the ones that's out here burning motherfuckers, transmitting AIDS and shit, nobody know about them. You know, like, that girl that been passed around by everybody in the hood, she ain't as deadly as this chick. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, I think the way you framed it. Yeah, the way you framed the question was like, you know, the girls, how do they identify the hoe out the crew? I mean, that's kind of obvious, you know, like, you don't want that girl in your crew that's trying to get your man number and text him, and stuff is always breaking at her crib, she always need help with, you know, something on her car, you know, or plumbing or something. Because, you know, you watch enough porn, all these scenarios that popped up, you know, it's always that one plumber that come through and he laid a pipe real good. You know what I'm saying? Or a delivery person or something, you know. So it's like, women, a lot of women, like, I see thirst traps on Twitter all the time, you know, and like by thirst traps, I'm talking about women just coming out and saying things like, I want to get fucked in the booty right now, or I'm trying to get my back blown out, and it's like, you'll respond to it and they'll be all like, oh, you're thirsty. You know, and then you're like, no, bitch, what the fuck did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, when you put it out there like that, I mean, that back in the day, in the psychological realm, we called it attention whoring.
Ding, 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 ding. And see, that's what I'm saying, like, the hoes that crave the most attention don't usually be about nothing or on nothing.
Nah, they just want attention. They want to know somebody watching. That's all.
Yeah, you
got the same ones that when they piss people off, it's like, if all these haters would just get off me, well, yeah, that type of
shit. They ain't even got no haters. Yeah, no, and, you know, you gotta be worried about the sneaky ones. Like I'm saying, you gotta be worried about the ones that's always trying to get alone with motherfuckers, man. I'm finna say something that I probably shouldn't, because somebody that probably thinks highly of me is listening to this. But there was this time that I had a smoke weed. And, you know, I smoked at the time. And I was like, you should come through. We smoked this weed together. And she's like, all right, I'm on my way. She ain't say nothing about bringing the boyfriend, but he came with her. And, of course, I was mad. And it goes without saying that if she didn't bring him, I was going to be on some after that. So she was smart for that, you know, on multiple levels. But, like, I still say to this day that, like, the best way to put this is, have you ever had one of those love-hate relationships where they constantly talking shit about you and telling people how much they don't like you?
But they stay fucking you?
Huh?
But they stay fucking you?
No, you're not fucking. And that's the problem.
Oh, no, I haven't then. No, I've had it where it's just been straight up fucking, and then I hate you.
Yeah, I hate you.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is, like, I be kicking it with them, you know what I'm saying? And it'll be a gang of niggas in the room, and the only person out the whole room she got anything bad to say about is me. You know?
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, I've been in a room where somebody else was like that, but it wasn't towards me.
Yeah, but when you see that happen, you know what that is. That is good. I want to fuck you, and I'm mad because I can't, and you won't. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I used to try to tell this nigga about his girl, man. I used to try to tell him, like, dude. Like, I was trying to be slick with it. I tried to be upfront and slick at the same time. I was like, hey, man, you know I got this camera phone, right? You need to let me holler at your girl. And I'm going to take pictures. And then I'm going to show them to you so you can know that what I've been telling you about her all along was true. Now, of course, he said no. And because he said no, I didn't really try his girl like that no more. But I had all kinds of time, space, and opportunity. Like, I'm an asshole, but I try to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, she used to braid my hair back when I had long hair, and I just laid my head on her titties. She wouldn't say nothing. You know,
no, she liked that shit.
Right. You know, like, it was just all kinds of stuff with that one relationship that I could just go on forever, but I won't.
We're going to have to wrap this up, but what I'm going to need you to do is give a shout-out to your blog, let the people know where they can find you, and then we're going to save some for part three. We definitely going to have to do part three.
And we got to get some hoes, man. Like, we need the hoes.
Man, I know. I'd like to string it on with a mic and just say, start talking.
Right. We need some retired hoes. We need some like, you know, because the thing with women, too, is they always got that hoe-ass friend. So it's like, even if they not a hoe, they can tell us about them. Like, yo,
exactly.
I was a...
Yeah.
Because, like, ooh, I got a place sister, man. She told me the story where she was with this chick she know. And they went out clubbing, met some dudes, went to their crib. She was chilling, got up, went to the room where they was at. And two girls was fucking two niggers with another nigger in the room having a conversation. So she walks in, door open, they talking, and she see her friend and the other girl getting blown out. But anyway, I'm Corbin Macklin, which, you know, you can find me at Corbin Macklin on Twitter, Facebook, Corbin Macklin. I got a Google Plus I don't use, but same name. And the blog again for the 25th time, The Ratchet Revolutionary .wordpress.com. It's great. I advise you to read that. Very literary and profane and shit.
I actually am going to put a link to that on my blog, so to all the readers
I
have, I'll just stick it on yours. Man, you got some wild stuff, and I appreciate you coming on the show, but you ain't wrong about none of it, I'm going to be completely honest. But I'm going to get you out of here in a second. Any last words
like
for the people?
I'm right.
Yeah, I know. Any last words for the people?
Those are the last words. People don't like admitting that I'm right. I appreciate you for that, Other Corbin.
Hey, it ain't going to happen too many times, to be honest. I don't I'm wrong, but I'll put it to you that way. But anyway, man, appreciate you coming on, all right?
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. All right,
indeed.
I've got holes in different area codes. Holes in different area codes. Area codes.
Now you thought I was just 770 and 404? I'm worldwide, yet act like y'all know. It's the abominable hoe man. Globe Trot, international postman, neighbor dick dope man. 718-202s, I send small cities and states, IOUs. 901, matter of fact, 305, I'll jump off the G4, we can meet outside. So control your hormones and keep your drawers on, till I close the door and I'm jumping your bones. 312s, 313s, 215s, 803s. I'll read your horoscope and eat some hors d'oeuvres. 10 on pump one, these holes is self-serve. 757, 410s, my cell phone just overload.
I've got holes in different area codes.
Area codes.
Holes. In different area codes.
Area codes.
Now every day is a holiday, so stop the violence and put the 4-4 away. Skeet shoot a hole today. 504-972-713, what you gon' do? You checking out the scene, I'm checking a hole tonight. We're perpendicular vehicular homicide. 314-201. Too much green, too much fun. I Bangkok and Bangkok. Can't stop, I turn and hit the same spot. Think not? I'm the thriller in Manila, slong in Hong Kong. Pimp 'em like Bishop, Magic, Don Juan. Man, after Henny with a coke and a smile, I just pick up the motherfucking phone and dial. I got my condoms in a big ass sack. I'm slanging this dick like a new jack. Biatch!
Is it cause they like my gangsta wall?
Gangsta wall.
Is it cause they like my gangsta tall?
Gangsta tall.
Is it cause they like my handsome face?
Handsome face.
Is it cause they like my gangsta way?
Gangsta way.
Ooh. Whatever it is, they love it and they just won't let me be.
Don't
I handle my
be.
Fears. Don't rush me, just relax and let me be free. Whenever I call. Come running 212 or 213. You know that I ball. Stop running, or I'll call my substitute cream.
I've got holes
in different area codes.
Area codes.
Holes. In different area codes.
Area codes.
I've got holes.
916-415-704. Shout out to the 206. Everybody in the 808. Ha. 216-702.
Thank you for listening to the show. Let us know what you think. Share your questions or comments by calling us at 501-530-570-6830 or email us at theofficialburberry@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Now, back to the show.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Well, that's it for this week, folks. That's the whole cast, part two, Corbin versus Corbin. I figure I won that debate, even though I let Mr. Macklin, who is my guest, you know, a Southern hospitality. You just can't run roughshod over people. And expect them to come back for part three and things of that nature. But let us know what you think. Hit us up on the lounge line at 501-570-6830. Also, you can hit me up by email and that is theofficialburberry@gmail.com. It's been a lot going on this week, so I hope it was productive and exciting. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you got to relax for a few minutes. So that's going to do it for me, and I'll catch y'all next week with another episode of the Burberry Lounge. Peace.
To mention, I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my